Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're sitting here in a very beautiful place called Kiryat Tivon, a small village near the big city of Haifa. In this village, there is an absorption center, a Merkaz Klita, in which there are about 150 newcomers to Israel from the Soviet Union. It's quite interesting that there is also here a family from South America, one from Iraq, one from North America, but mainly the people are here from the Soviet Union. And upstairs in the third floor of this lovely building where we look out and see grass and trees, there is the apartment of Dr. and Mrs. Mary Zilber. There are two rooms to this apartment, one room for the doctor and his wife, the second room for their two daughters. They have their own private bathroom here. And downstairs, in the main dining hall, is where all of the people eat together. The Zilbers and all of the other immigrants stay in this absorption center, in these very lovely surroundings, for about 5 or 6 months. They learn Hebrew here. They learn to react with each other. They learn to meet the townspeople. They go to the concerts. They listen to Hebrew being spoken on the streets. And this is their first adjustment to life in Israel. It's true that it's a protected society in a certain sense, and yet in another sense, it's a very good introduction to the country because it helps them to learn the new environment and the new customs. We're sitting in Mrs. Zilber's apartment, and she has a guest, a young man by the name of Martin Cherkis. He was born in Novosibirsk, far out in Siberia in Russia, almost 3,000 miles from Moscow. He studied mathematics. He was in Israel about 5 months. He's at a different absorption center called Atlit. He came over here today to visit. Mrs. Zilber comes from Riga up on the Baltic Sea. She and her husband and their daughters have been here about 3.5 months. So we have two people, very fresh, newcomers to Israel, and we will get from them their story of what they went through in Russia, why they wanted to come out, how they came out, what they are doing here, what their reactions are here to their life in the new country, and whatever message they want to give us, the American listening audience. Mary Zilber, let me ask you first, why it was that you wanted to come out of Russia. You studied at the Academy of Science in Riga. You took a degree in chemistry. You're a wood chemist, which is a very highly specialized thing. Your husband is a physician. It would seem to me that your life in the Soviet Union should have been very good at your level of intellectual achievement. Why was it that you wanted to leave Russia and come here?
Although our family wasn't religious, we tried to observe some Jewish tradition, like the festival of Pesach, of Hanukkah. We got the Jewish education in our childhood. My mother was a teacher in a Hebrew school in the time of Latvia. And we wanted to give our children the Jewish education, and it was impossible to do in Russia.
Why was it impossible?
Because there are not Jewish school letters, newspapers, books, and it isn't forbidden, but it isn't allowed.
So you came here to try to bring your children to a Jewish environment.
Yes. And we felt we had a very good standard of life in Russia. We had a beautiful apartment, and our standard of life was very high. But we felt that we are Jewish, and we wanted to come here, and we wanted to educate our daughters in the traditions of the old and very beautiful Jewish culture. And
So you didn't come here for any materialistic reason.
No,
you came here really for a spiritual reason.
Only for a spiritual. And we knew that it wouldn't be easy, and it was very hard to get the permission, because the authorities said it is purposeless to go for you in Israel. You are educated. Your husband, it is my husband, is a reserve captain of the Soviet army.
A captain in the Soviet army?
Yes, a reserve.
In the reserve, yes.
And he has to stay in Russia.
Well, I think it's fantastic that you got permission to come out altogether with so much education and with your husband being a reserve captain. I think you are very lucky to be out.
Do you know when I were in the office of the permission, the boss had to say, "Zilber, you are once more here." And I said that I don't want to see you here. Go out from here. Mm. And the last drop was the cable sending to Marshal Tsar.
To festival. Mr. Shazar, yes, the president
yes,
of Israel.
Yes, 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 to the festival of Hanukkah. We sent a cable that we are, that we hope the next festival to be in the country of our fathers and mothers. And the cable was broadcasted in the Kol Israel, and we heard in Riga. And the KGB heard also the cable.
KGB is KGB. This is the Russian secret police.
Yes, yes, yes. And they heard the cable. And they didn't want to have such people like we in Riga.
Well, I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad you're here. Mr. Cherkis, did you ever have any experience with the KGB far out in Siberia?
No, I hadn't experience with KGB, but I had enough experience with other instances of other governors in Russia. I was 8 months without work, unemployed, because I asked for permission to left Russia.
When did you ask for permission?
My parents asked first in 1956.
1956?
Yes.
How come? I mean, why so long ago? Explain to me something of the background.
See, my father is an old Zionist, and the first possibility to ask, because a year earlier for asking a permission to left Russia, you could become prison. But in 1956, you could ask for permission. You didn't become, but ask you could.
And you mean you didn't receive permission?
No.
You could ask, but not receive.
Yes. And from 1956 till 1964, they each year asked for permission. In 1964, I entered in at the Novosibirsk State University, and my father was afraid that it would be not good for me if he'll follow in asking a permission. And till 1971, he didn't ask. In 1971, we begin to ask, and I left my job.
You were 8 months, you said, without work.
Yes, without.
What did you do in these 8 months?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I was waiting. I was asking.
And then one day you got the notice.
We became an answer no. In May 1971, we asked for permission. We became an answer no. In July and in November, we became an answer again. Yes.
So November 71, you got your answer, Ken, which means yes.
Yes.
And you are here now about 5 months.
Yes.
All right. Are you glad to be here?
Yes.
Yes, that's a very interesting answer. Is there something more behind the answer you want to tell
me? See, for me, to be in Israel is the solving of my national problem.
The solving of your...
National problem.
National problem, yes. I see. Yes.
And therefore, it isn't even good to ask this question. Do I enjoy the love in Israel? It is my love. Can't you ask from American, do you enjoy love in America? It is America. It is his country.
Yeah, but it's true. But there are lots of Americans who would say to you they don't enjoy life in America today.
Okay, see, I enjoy.
You enjoy. Listen, I think there are many Russian people, Soviet Union immigrants who came here who don't like life in Israel. What do you think, Mrs. Zilber? Are there some people who don't like it here yet? Didn't come become adjusted yet?
No, I think that a lot of people are liking Israel, but the first time is a very difficult time because it is difficultness with the language,
yeah,
with the job, with the flat. But in the end, I mean that it will be good for every man who is coming to Israel. He has to try to do his best for this country. It is his own country, and then he will get from the country.
You sound like a very nice, good patriot.
Yes. That,
and of course, I agree with you.
Yes.
It is
my opinion.
Yes. Listen, of course, it's correct. Every beginning is difficult.
Yes.
You were a chemist in wood.
Yes.
Now, we don't have much wood in Israel.
No, no. And I have to change my job.
So what job are you going to do?
Yes. I'm going to work in a milk factory.
A milk factory.
Yes.
That's very different.
And cheese factory.
Milk and cheese.
Cheese, yes.
It's very different from a wood chemist.
Yes, but it is nothing to do. I didn't brought wood from Russia. And it is impossible. And I'll try to do my best.
Oh, you have a very healthy attitude. You are willing to change your job completely.
Yes. I have to work. And if it isn't a job like mine in Russia, I have to change my job.
Tell me, do most of the people, the Jewish people who come from Soviet Union, do they feel the same way? Are they willing to go through some job retraining if necessary?
Yes.
Because you see, if so, then I think they will make a very successful adjustment here. Because the country here wants them very much. And if they can adjust to the conditions of life here, then it can be a very good situation.
There isn't another way. It is the only way, the only right way. It is to find a job so far from the job in Russia. And
Martin, do you feel the same way? Are you going to have to go through some retraining or not?
See, in my case, it is the same way. But I'm sure, and I saw many people, that are not on the first time so...
Happy?
Happy.
Yes.
Because they came here, it is an idea, see. And if you see the idea in the life, it isn't the same as an idea. And many people can translate the idea.
Ideal, you mean the ideal.
Can the ideal,
yes.
Translate the ideal to the life.
To
reality, it is not so simple. And therefore, you can find many hard problems. See, I'm a mathematician. I haven't a problem with the work.
You have no problem?
No.
As a mathematician, what are you going to do?
I can do what I'm going to. I have.
Can you teach in a university?
I can teach in university. I can teach in school. I have enough job in firms.
Business firms?
Yes, business firms. IBM and so on.
IBM?
Yes.
I see. Well, for you then, there will be no trouble.
Yes.
There'll be no trouble. Do you have a family?
Yes, I have. My family came with me. It is my father, my mother, and my sister.
Is this the father who was, you told me he was a Zionist and he was arrested, he was in prison. Where was he?
In prison, he was, I think he saw all Siberia.
Siberia?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So he came out, he is with you now, so he is safe.
Yes, he is saved, yes.
And who else?
My mother.
Your mother.
And my sister. My sister is a student. She is now studying in the Jerusalem University, economics.
Economics.
Yes.
Oh boy, this whole wave of immigration from Soviet Union is bringing to Israel now many, many talented people. Many intellectual people, and I think it's going to be wonderful for this country and wonderful for you also. Now look, when do you have to leave the Ulpan, the Melkas Klita, the absorption center?
In 2 days.
Two, three days. You are finished.
Yes.
You had 5 months and you go out. Where are you going to live?
My parents became a flat in Bnei Brak. That is a town near Tel Aviv.
Right.
And I am going to become a job in Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem. Yes. It's not far. It's about 1 hour to travel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
On a car, yes.
On a car. Or even a bus or Sherut.
Yes.
Mrs. Zilber, how long will you remain here in the absorption center?
2 or 3 weeks, but we are staying here in Kiryat Tivon. My husband is working here like a physician, and it is...
You mean already in four months in the country he has a job as a physician?
Yes.
Beautiful. That's very good. And you like this little town?
Yes, very.
It's very nice.
It's very nice. But my opinion, it is the best place in the whole Israel.
Very good. Well, look, now here you are talking about two wonderful families with children, with professions, with education. And already in 4 or 5 months, you made your adjustment and you are flexible and you are going to begin a new life. Okay. I would like to know if you have some word to say to the American audience of what help is required, not for you, you have made your adjustment, but what help is required from the Jews of America, what do they have to do in order to keep this process going? Martin, supposing you give me your ideas.
See, I think, first of all, the American Jews helped us very much in the pressure of the Soviet government.
Yeah.
The second, the American people can help us materially, not us, but to the Jews that are coming, to help not the Jews, but the Israel to solve the problem of Aliyah. Aliyah is a very, emigration to Israel is a very hard question for Israel, and it must be done the best it is possible.
Mary Zilber, you think that the Jews of America can help?
Yes, I think that they can make the best of them. They can, in the world opinion, because now it is the time when USSR is afraid from the world opinion. And the second, Israel is a little and poor country, and it isn't enough money for the great immigration, for the schools, for the ulpan, for the houses, for the flats. And America can help in
this
question.
I think that's a very good, encouraging message. In other words, the word to the Jews of America and to the non-Jewish friends as well is that the Jews of the Soviet Union want to get out. They can get out if we put enough pressure on. They need to be helped to be brought here to Israel.
Yes.
Israel needs help, money help, in which to build houses and schools and all the facilities. And if everybody does his job, then you are telling me that the Aliyah, the immigration of Jews from Soviet Union to Israel, could be successful. Is that your last word?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure you're right.
Okay, let me thank you both very, very much, and I wish you both good luck and much success for the future. Thank you.